Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas met for nearly 3 hours last night, and today Israel announced a series of goodwill gestures toward the Palestinians, including the release of some Palestinian prisoners and an easing of the two-week-long closure of the West Bank and Gaza. Earlier this week, Sharon told his countrymen that the occupation of Palestinian territories must end. Sharon is the longtime champion of Israel's West Bank settlements. Many Israelis are wondering if they're seeing a new Sharon. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Last Sunday, Sharon pushed the U.S.-backed roadmap through his cabinet, telling the ministers that agreeing to a Palestinian state is good not only for the Palestinians, but for Israel. The next day, in a meeting with his Likud Knesset faction, there was more. The idea that we continue to rule the Palestinians is occupation, Sharon said. You may not like the word, but that's what it is, occupation. 5 times he used the word, kibush, in Hebrew. His interlocutors were aghast. Occupation is a word thrown down as a gauntlet by the left in Israel, that group that wants an immediate Israeli withdrawal from the West Bank and Gaza Strip. The next day, Sharon backpedaled, saying the correct legal term is territories in dispute, not occupation. But he did not retract his earlier statement. Now Israelis are wondering whether this is the same Ariel Sharon who built dozens of Jewish settlements in the West Bank and Gaza and has repeatedly promised the 250,000 settlers that they will never have to leave. Most Israeli politicians and analysts say it's too early to tell if Sharon has really changed his view. Ahmed Tibi is an Arab member of Israel's parliament who serves as an informal advisor to Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. Tibi says he thinks Sharon was simply responding to heavy American pressure to restart a peace process with the Palestinians.
I am sure he went to avoid confrontation with the American administration, with President Bush. That's why I am very much skeptic if we are going to face any real progress in the roadmap.
Others say Sharon believes there is no chance that the Palestinians will be able to fulfill the conditions of the roadmap, which calls for a crackdown on radical groups and reform of the security services. Sharon, this theory goes, will then get credit for accepting the roadmap without actually having to implement it. But others say there has been a genuine change in Sharon's outlook. Among them is former Prime Minister Shimon Peres, who has known Sharon for 56 years. They're friends as well as frequent political rivals. Peres says he's convinced Sharon has come to realize that Israel cannot continue to rule 3.5 million Palestinians.
Yes, he has changed ideologically, but now we have to see if it's being translated pragmatically.
Chaim Shibi, a reporter for the Yediot Ahronot newspaper, says Sharon is a shrewd tactician who, despite his right-wing reputation, reflects the Israeli center.
He's not an ideological hardliner, but he's not a peace dovish, peace now dovish leader. Never was, never will be. At the moment of truth, he will just calculate how much is in the deal for us, and if he cuts the deal, he cuts the deal.
Sharon has already proved he can dismantle settlements. More than 20 years ago, after Israel and Egypt signed a peace treaty, then Prime Minister Menachem Begin asked Sharon to preside over the dismantling of the Jewish settlement of Yamit, which had several hundred people. Shibi said Jewish settlers remember how well Sharon did that job.
They never forgot the efficiency and the speed in which he did that. The settlers, now looking at Sharon, they know that if there's anyone who can do that, it's Sharon.
But, say Israeli analysts, if Sharon is convinced that a peace deal would jeopardize Israel's security, then no amount of American pressure will convince him to sign it. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.